You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I'm going to do a Tysus today. I have some very interesting raids. Beizayim et al, the end of Kisiyadah. The little Sugya Brach. The little Sugya Brach with a Tysus. And let's learn the Gemara. Pei Vavam et Beis, Beizayim et al, and then Gemara with Tysus. The Gemara says, the six lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to do Kisei Adam and Chayus and Oif is separate. Remember Rabbi Yehuda Shita? You can't do it. You have to do the Chayus. You can't do one Kisei for Chayus and Oif. Moder Rabbi Yehuda in Bracha. Brachachas. You only make one Bracha even though you have to do two separate Kiseis, but it's the same mitzvah, so you make one Bracha. So, if you know Rav, Rav Bruna Rav Hanano, two students of Rav, Habiyasvi Sudasa, come to Rabbi Abbas Saba, and Rabbi Abbas Saba was serving them, Amrulei, Hav Livrach, let's bench, Rabbi Simavan bench, we say, Rabbi Sainavarech, Rabbi bench, Hav Livrach. Hadar Amrulay, then they changed their mind. Have Lishte, let's drink. They first said, Have Rabbi Sinavarech, and they said, let's drink. Al Rabbi Yebisaba, too late. Once you said, Rabbi Sinavarech, you must say that for meeting, Hakiyam Arav, Kivan Dabar, Have Livich, Itzar Luchul, Lemishte Chamra. You can't drink wine.
He should be the one who said it, but others were not. How do you know that other people...
Yeah, Enachinam.
Only he himself.
I agree. Right. Chazav Nimlechu v'armu mzog lishtais. Chazav Nimlechu hav livrach. It's mashma, but like we do, Rabbi Sainavarach, he's really saying it in the name of everyone. Mzog kais livrach ha-samazon. Mix the wine with the water, or pour the wine. V'chazav v'nimlechu v'armu mzog lishtais. In other words, you want the wine to bench or you want the wine to drink? So first they were saying, well, bench. Then they changed their mind. So Rashi and Tosfos learn, it's a machlokes rishonim, that you're allowed to eat, you just have to make another brach. Once you say, havlam v'nivrach, you have to make a brach. So Mar wants to know, so when you finish covering the chayis, so the shechita, now you're going to shech the oifis. So the shechita should be hefsek. Hachanami, this is a very difficult comparison. The Gemara is comparing something that in my brain, I always have trouble with this Gemara because it doesn't fit into my brain. The Gemara is comparing Havlan and Varech to shechting the chayis and the oifis. Hachanami, bottom line. Kivin the itfalei l'ksuye, once you got busy covering the blood of the chayis, so hafsaki melishchai. So I have sick from shechting. See, if you don't, you have to shecht separately the chayis, do the kisadam, then shecht the oifis. So when you get busy doing the kisadam for the chayis, you must see da'asich. What?
Ends that portion.
So it's a chayiv leila bracha. See, chayiv a bracha. So now, when you shecht again, chihadad shachit, Rashi says, I'm banim chayiv leila bracha. Amazing tush, that's amazing corollary. I mean, the Gemara sort of answers what we're saying, but in a different way. The Gemara answers, Achi Ashna. The Gemara says, it's not a good comparison. Hasam, Mishta Bruchi Badadi Lo Efshe. You can't drink wine and bench at the same time. So, Hava Nevarech is a Hesach Hadas from drinking, is you can't drink when you bench at the same time. Mishta Vruchi Badi Adadi Loi Efshar. So therefore, Rashi says on top, Kama Havlevruch, Nasnu Daitam Lifsag Melishtas. It's a complete Hesich Adas from drinking. Is it that not compatible, drinking and benching? Acha! You say, okay, now you finish shechting the Chayas or the Oifis. Efshar the Shachar Bechada, Mitzi Bechada. So you're not Masir Das from Shechita, you can do both at the same time. I could shech with one hand and do kisei adam with the other hand. So it's not a, so that's not a hesech hadas. One bracha is sufficient because just because you're busy doing the mitzvah of kisei adam, You're not masich daita from the shechita because you can shecht while you're doing kisei adam. They're compatible. You can do both at the same time.
Even
that's
you're not doing it here.
So we had to tell you what?
Even though you're not doing it.
You're not doing it, but you could. It's not a chasadas because technically you could do it. You don't do it. Nobody is shechting. You don't do it, but you could do it. Since feasible to do, so just saying, but now I'm covering the blood, so Masir Das from Shechita. You can do both. That Taisus says, he brings a Shechita, we want to do the second Taisus. The first Taisus, he brings a Shechita, if you daven Marv during the meal, since you can't daven Marv and eat at the same time, it's a Hesich Hadas. Rabbeinu Yomtev, a good Yomtev, he says, that if you get up from your meal and you're done, but we don't paskin this way. All the Rishonim argue. Mechayah is a good raya. The Gemara says, yeah, if they're incompatible, you can't daven and eat at the same time, so Mechayah davening should be asech hadas. One of the rayas of the Rishonim is, let's say you made a bracha on lightning during the meal, there's some lightning, and you made a bracha, so you have to make a new bracha on the meal. So he says, because davening is not the Gemara davar. See, there, the Kisei Adam is the Gemar. It's the finishing. Hav Nevarech is the finishing of the meal. Davening Marav is not completing. It's not finished. True, you're doing something. You can't do it at the same time.
But you're also having it in mind to come back.
But here you're also having it in mind. To be fair, by Shechita, you also have in mind to Shecht more. Here you also have in mind, Yossi. See, you also have in
mind. As opposed to the bench.
Yes, but Hav Nevarech. That's true. But in the case of the Shechita, if you wouldn't be able to do them both at the same time. Let's say you, halachically.
The fact that one is a chaya, one is a bird.
Yeah, but it's the same.
It's a different category.
Yeah, but so what? It's a mitzvah of Kisei Adam. One bracha.
So why can't you mix it? Why can't you mix it? So it's not the same. There's a difference. Because you can't mix the dam. If you can't mix the dam, no, then it's a different category.
Shachet chaya chaser yish. Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to do it separately.
Right.
You have to do it separately.
So if you have, it's a different category. So therefore, it's a end of one section, and by doing kisei adam al chaya, and you have to make a bracha for the other one. You can't combine the two.
But he's saying that you could over here.
What?
He's just saying you could make. You just
no, that's what you would think. That's what you would think. That would be davening. I'm trying to differentiate between
davening,
davening, and this one.
Yeah. See, the Gemara says the rule is, if you can do them both at the same time, then it's not a Hesech Hadas. Now, davening and eating, you can't do it at the same time, so let it be a Hesech Hadas. That's Rabbi Elio. So Rishna, long beard. Rabbi Yontif holds, Rosh brings it, all the Rishonim bring, Rabbi Yontif holds, but we don't paskin that way. The Brayis from other Gemaras, we don't paskin this way. Sometimes you're eating a meal, I didn't have mincha yet. So you get up, you daven mincha, go back to you have to make another bracha. You can't daven, what about this?
You don't have to make it.
No.
Shabbos lunch, a lot of people want to have to mincha in the middle.
In the middle, yeah, some people do that.
Right.
So,
I'm back.
So, the Gemara says, the only reason why by the Chais Nofus is one bracha, because you can do them both at the same time. But here, you can't do both at the same time. So the Chaira, you should have to make a new bracha. The only reason you don't make a new bracha when you shech the chais in the office, when you do the kisei adam, is because they're not mutually exclusive. You can do both at the same time. You can't daven and eat at the same time. So Taisus answers. That was Taisus' kasha. Oh, that was Rabbeinu Yontif's point from this Gemara. But they nira. Taisus in the fourth line argues it's not a good comparison because hav nevarch is the end of the meal. Kisei adam is the end of the shechita. It's a hefsik because it's the end. But davening is not ending the meal in any way. It doesn't matter if during the meal I do something that I can't eat. But that's not, it's not an ending. That's Taisus' answer. It's only a hefsik if it's an ending. If you're ending, so hav nevarech, meal's over. Ending the meal. Now, you would say that kisei adam is ending the shechita. But since you can shecht while you're doing kisei adam, so it's not an ending. But tefillah, which is not alone an ending. You're just doing something in the middle that you can't eat. That doesn't matter. That's the shaklev tar of the top tesis. Let's see this next tesis. That's the ikar this year. Umnechsei b'chad yad. Yesh l'stabi. Imsach ben shchita l'shchita. If you speak between shchita l'shchita, imsach lachzul l'varech. Yesh, we're just starting the Tosfos on Beis Zayin Matcha, just on time, perfect timing. Yesh, the Stavek. Nice to see you on Sunday.
Very nice, yeah.
Thank you. You like the Chassidish, Rabbi Shlomo from Zvil.
Yeah,
very nice. Chassidish of art. Yeah, it's too appropriate to miss on it, you know, just fit too well so for the occasion. So, Yesh Lestapi, Taisan Pei Zayin. Vajin Kesem Paz. Everyone knows, you want to remember where this Taisus is. Yossi is responsible for remembering where Taisus is are. It's Vajin Kesem Paz. You know, there are 87 words in Baruch Shomar. Roshai, the beginning of Pesukta Zimra, is a jewel of Paz. So this is Paz. This jewel is on thy Pei Zion. Says, I will remember always the rest of our lives where this Taisus is. Okay?
Let me find it. It's a jewel.
You'll see a jewel it is. Yesh listapik. Imsach ben shkita l'shkita. Imsach lachs l'varach. Kamoga ben tvilin. Ah, if you talk to Tvilin Shel Yad, Tvilin Shel Rosh, you got to make another bracha. If you don't talk, then you don't make another bracha. Kamo gabi Tvilin. By Tvilin dim sach, bein Tvilin is Tvilin, dvrach, it's shtayim. Now what does it mean, two brachas? So it, like me, the Rambam, the Machaber, the Sfarim, it means that if you don't speak, you just say l'nich Tvilin Yad and the Rosh. And if you talk, you make al mitzvahs on the Rosh. That's what I do. But you, call yourself, you say, the Rashi l'nech al shayad al mitzvah al shal Rosh. That's my shita. Well, divrei Rabbeinu Tam, like call yourself, z'noyink, if you talk, you have to make l'niach again on the Rosh. Well, divrei Rabbeinu Tam, rach al shal Rosh, shtayim. That's according to you. Because you're making the l'niach on both the Yad and the Rosh. So if you talk, you have to repeat the aniach on the Rosh, you make two brachas always. See, every day you make two brachas on your Rosh, believe it or not. Not according to the Malbim, not the Sachaim of the Balamar, not the Sifaita. Oh, Shema. So he's saying, what's the difference if you speak between Tfilin Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, you have to make another bracha. The bracha of the Tfilin Shel Yad doesn't cover the Rosh if you talk. So if you talk between the Shechita, you have to make another bracha. Maybe not. Maybe not. Hoshema in tzarech lachs levarach. Maybe you don't have to lachs levarach. Come up em tzasuda. I'll give you a precedent. In the middle of a meal, if you talk, you don't have to speak out. If you talk in the middle of the meal, you have to make another bracha. So what's the difference if I'm shechting a bunch of animals or eating? Shech ledaber in tzarech lachs levarach hamotzi. So he's misubik taisus. Is it like eating a meal that talking doesn't matter or not? Now we'll discuss further the shaila. Like you're thinking, what's the lumdus? What should I compare it to? Shech talking between sheet of two birds is like talking during a meal. Was like talking between Shel Yad to Shel Rosh. So before Taisus discusses it, Taisus is like the Rosh. Yeah, okay. Taisus miu marmin sheet. That already we all know. If you're saying something, pass the salt, pass the knife, sakin, you know, chsidah shiyidin, pass the salt, melach, you know. If it's be'inyin, b'chadchil, you really shouldn't do it, but at least for the evid, you have to make another bracha. Kmo tavi oif lishchait, if you tell the guy, bring me the birds to shechten, oh, a sakin, and I pshitin, sach lazavach, kemoi tol bruch. Like the main case of Mavach in Brachas in the sixth parak, tol bruch, gvil leturi, or give the dough to the animals. Okay. Okay, so that's it. So Taisus misubik. When you have to make another bracha, if you talk between shechting different animals, then he says this. If you have to be in tzarech lach silvarech, k'mo b'tfilin. Let's say I agree. I say it's like tfilin. If you make another bracha, it's not like during a meal. It's like tfilin. Why is it like tfilin? I'll tell you why it's like tfilin. It's two different mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah and that's a mitzvah. Well, I don't know what you mean, Hechsher Mitzvah. No, Shechit is either a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. It's not a Hechsher Mitzvah. You're misusing. It's a kiyumis. Well, some hold it's not a mitzvah, it's just a matir. It's machlaikis. Right. Well, that's what he's calling mitzvah kiyumis. There's no mitzvah to shech, but if you want to eat, maybe it's a mitzvah to shech. Or maybe like the Rush seems to say in Ksubis, in the Sugi of Sheva Brachas, it's only a matir. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to do it. It's only God said, if you want to eat meat, you have to slaughter it. It's a matir rather than a mitzvah. See, by kutchim, it could be a mitzvah. The Rush says you make a bracha. It's by kutchim, it's a mitzvah. Shechita, by kutchim, that's a mitzvah. But by chulin, there's no mitzvah to shecht it. Oz asa ledaber.
Taisi
says, this is the crux of our shir.
The bracha contains that it's a mitzvah.
What? So that's what the rush is. So what do you make a bracha on shechita? It's not a mitzvah. It's just you're doing something that you shouldn't be over an iser. That's what Yossi meant, hechshir mitzvah. He meant that it's not a mitzvah to shecht. It's just you don't want to eat a nevela.
I always feel that if you do it right, then you get a mitzvah. You got to get your
yeah, but that doesn't make it a mitzvah.
Your bank account.
Yeah. It's like tumas nevela is a mitzvah say. I mentioned the daf. Tumas nevela is one of mitzvah say. No mitzvah yutami nevela. It means the rule. Rules are also called mitzvahs, as Rav Shach explains. Rules are called mitzvahs. It's mitzvah in a different sense. Mm-hmm. Right? So,
right.
Yeah, but it doesn't pass to say, Shek shouldn't be mitzvahs, it's just a rule. You don't make a bracha on a rule.
So do we?
It's a rule.
So what's the bracha on shechita?
So the Rashi is that kind. The Russian Sub says, why do you make a bracha on shechita? He gives three answers. And one of them I gave you. It's because by kutchim, it's a mitzvah, so it's like an offshoot of kutchim. It's one of the Russian's answers. Now this is the key. The Tosfos says, if you have to make a bracha, if you talk, then you're not allowed to talk. If talking will make force you, he had a chikir. If you talk between the shechitas, you have to make a bracha. So Tosfos says, the imtzar chasalvar, very important, Nakud. Kvar tefillin, if we'll compare shechita to tefillin. I'm doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah of tefillin, yad and roish, mitzvah of shechita and shechita. If you talk between doing mitzvahs, you have to make another bracha. It's a very good sushi, shechita to tefillin. As asa ledaber, ben shechita leshechita. Then it's asa ledaber. How does he know this from the Gemara Menachos? Kamo betefillin, kadam rabba kometz rabba. We learned this in Kometz Rabba. And I'll remind you, I gave a shiur in the end, Kometz Rabba Menachos. The aveira biyadai, it's aveira if you talk between tefillin and tefillin. The chozalem, ochem ochem, you know, ish ayari varach alevav. Quote to one Tana, he's afraid of a sin. What's his sin? He spoke between tefillin shiur and tefillin shalash. That's his sin. So Tosfos learns, why is it a sin? Because you're going bracha shenetzvich. By talking, you're forcing yourself to make another bracha. That's why it's a sin. Now Rashi doesn't learn that way, Menachos. I remind the Olam that Rashi and Menachos learns it's a sin if you don't make a bracha on the tefillin shel Rosh. Rashi doesn't say it's a sin because you cause yourself to have to make a bracha. If you look at Rashi and Menachos, Rashi says it's a sin if you don't make a bracha, another bracha on the Rosh. Then it's a sin. But if you make another bracha, there's no sin, because Rashi holds there is no iser of gar brach shen tzricha, as I'll show you later in Tosfos. So Tosfos is saying, we learned Tosfos in Tosfos. He's mesupik, if you talk, you'll have to make another bracha. And if it's true, if you talk, you have to make another bracha, then it's aser to talk, especially no raya. V'nayim tefillin. Now maybe, if you talk, you'll have to make another bracha. But it's mutter to talk. I by tefillin, we say it's not mutter to talk. We say it's aser, it's a big sin. Chozem le'och mecham. Then raya mitfillin. The osmi mitzvah achas. It's one mitzvah. Falsh. I found the kash underneath the rush. The mefarshim. It's not one mitzvah. We learned the menachas. Tvil sheyadim el shalroish. It's two separate mitzvahs. Tosfos says, and the Rosh, it's one mitzvah.
If somebody puts on film without making any brachas at all.
Yeah, it's every mitzvah. Yeah, of course.
Why the big deal?
Brachas.
And if you put on shayyad?
Brachas. You meant brachas.
And if you put on shayyad? You put on shayyad without a bracha, and you talk, and then you put on shayyad without a bracha, you're still yotzeh.
Of course.
Yeah. Right. So why this big thing?
Big. We don't want you to force yourself to have to make another bracha. We're doing it correctly. If you talk,
why this big thing that if somebody, whoever,
because
has
he caused him,
and because of
he spoke between Tefillin Sheni and Tefillin Shorosh, so he's causing himself to have to make another bracha. So therefore, it's an aver,
making it into sin.
It's a sin because you made yourself by your talking. You made yourself make a bracha. It's a bracha sheni tzrich.
So it's better not to make a bracha.
But you have to make a bracha. You can't do a mitzvah without a bracha. Midrabbanan, you have to make a yoytza. But you have to make, the Rabbanan said, you have to make a bracha. Say, I won't make a bracha. That would be worse. Doing a mitzvah, I know you're trying to say, explain Chaim's kash. But that would be worse. Doing the mitzvah without a bracha is worse than causing yourself, maybe, to have to make another bracha. That would be worse. What's the problem? What's the problem? Tosis saying that it's clear in the Gemara, at least the way Tosis learns the Gemara, that if you cause yourself, if you talk between this Haveri B'yodah, and Tosis learns, because by your talking, you make yourself another brach. So here also, if you'd have to make another brach on the Shita, it would be Haveri. So Tosis says, no, it's not a good comparison. The Ein Raya from Tefillin, the Asami Mitzvah Achas. So I'll tell you, I'll give you a few, I have two pshatim in Tosis. One like the Achronim and a new pshat. Tosami Mitzvah Achas. Vein lo lahafsik. It's one mitzvah. Now I said it's falsh. I saw in the bottom of the rush. What do you mean it's one mitzvah? It's not. But we'll just read what Tosis says, then I'll give you two pshatim. Vein lo lahafsik. Aba b'shkita, I don't have to shech that other behema. Like you said, it's kiyum, it's shchita, he buys shach and he buys shavik lay. So in other words, it could be, if something you have to do, it's Tosis son. So you have to do it, you've got to put on. So he doesn't mean it's one mitzvah. That's what the Mefarish says underneath the rush. He doesn't really mean it's one mitzvah. He means you're doing mitzvah tefillin, you have to do this also, this mitzvah tefillin. I don't have to do it. So I don't have to do it. I don't have to do it at all. So who says I can't talk and make myself make another bracha? Because I don't have to do it at all. Something that I'm forced to do. Nice svar. Something that you're forced to do. It's a bad lashon, but it's a good svar. He doesn't mean mitzvahs. He means you're putting on tefillin. Now you have to put on tefillin shorosh. You got to do it. So if you got to do it, don't talk and make yourself do another bracha. But I don't have to shech that other animal, so I don't have to do it. So if I talk and make myself another bruch, doesn't matter because I didn't have to do it at all. Deep. Let me come up with Niradisura. Now he throws in our face the Gemara's sight. We call Niradisura. Let's say Deilachsulavarech. It's an Isser. Lavi Atzmi Deilachsulavarech. Muchberg Elu Namar. He was arrived from Gemara's sight. This man. Noitel Sefer Torah v'koribo. The Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, takes the Sefer Torah and he reads from it. Achrei Mois, on Yom Kippur, like we do today. But on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol runs the show. He lanes Achrei Mois in the Sefer Torah. The Achbaas and Aftir, Maftir, Achbaas, I'm sorry, Achrei Mois and Achbaas. Uva Asar, Shemachon, Shabikudim, Koralpeh. Reads it by heart. He reads in the Chumash, the Vayikra Achrei Mois and Achrei Asar, and that Maftir, he reads Baal Peh. Uparach B'gmara, Nais Tover Nikrei, why are you reading Baal Peh? You're not allowed to be Goyal or Betzibar. So take out another Sefer Torah. Most Kehilas have two Sefer Torahs. And the Gemara gives two Teirots. O Meshani Reish Lakish, Mishum Bracha Shein Hatzricha. Reish Lakish answers, Mishum Bracha Shein Hatzricha. It's a Bracha Shein Hatzricha. If you take out another Sefer Torah, you're going to have to make another bracha. If you lane from the same Sefer Torah, so you don't have to make another bracha. So by taking out another Sefer Torah, this is the Graz Raya. And when you find a mistake, it's a big machlokes peiskim. If you have to make a bracha on another Sefer Torah, the Graz says it's an open Gemara. He quotes this Gemara, the Sefer Torah, the Graz does, to prove that if you lane from another Sefer Torah, you have to make another bracha. The reason it's a good svar, you say, Matcha, But the reason why Yisfar is incorrect is we paskin like the Mordechai that b'di eved yoytza if you're laying from a puzzle sefer Torah.
Yeah. There is.
I don't know by Mikas Amar, but by regular laying, the Vimachleg Spiskin, I hold. See, I have a ride from the Shagas Aryeh that way. You know my ride from the Shagas Aryeh? You know my ride from the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh says that the reason we don't become the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is we're not bucky b'chseres v'yaseres. And he doesn't hold like the Rambam, he holds its bustle, so we can't write a kosher Sefer Torah. Shagas Aryeh, Hilchos Sefer Torah says, we don't do this mitzvah today. I didn't write a Sefer Torah. Most of you didn't write a Sefer Torah. So why don't we do it? Shagas Aryeh says, because we're not bucking Chseres V'Yeseres. The Gemara Kiddushin, the Rambam holds we are bucky. The Rambam holds it's kosher without Chseres V'Yeseres. There are three opinions. But the Shagas Aryeh holds that we're not bucking Chseres V'Yeseres, like the Gemara, not like the Rambam. And he holds that it's not kosher if you have extra vavs or missing yuds, chseres and yeseres. So he says there's no mitzvah right to Sefer Torah. So I asked, Fregich, so how did he lay in the shul? So did he lay in the shul? Teretz says, Shagasai held like the madcha, he can lay in from the puzzle Sefer Torah, even l'chadchila, more than the madcha. We rely on the madcha b'di'evet. But the Shagasai must have held, that's my raya from the Shagasai. He didn't write a Sefer Torah because he can't write a Sefer kosher one. So what's he laying? Did he lay in shul in Shabbos? Did he lay in shul with a bracha? The Teretz is he held like the Mordechai.
The lecture continues with part two. You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.